podcast, When Life Gets You Lost. I'm Kevin Henry, and my partner in crime and life is Poppy Henry. I have a rare disease known as spinal cerebellar ataxia, which is a neuromuscular disease. This has left me the ability challenges while I speak with these people.
Living with these disabilities for over 20 years, we have developed helpful hints and life lessons that we would like to share with you that has made our life easier and possible in some cases. We consider ourselves disability advocates and intend to educate ourselves and you about other disabilities and issues, and also talk about things we find interesting and frequently encounter when we're out and about.
Hi again.
Hi. What have you been doing lately, Kevin?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, we went to an Aging Matters conference put on by the state in our area.
Yes, it's the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Yeah, it was held at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau.
On March 6th.
Yeah, why don't you tell people about it?
I have some startling facts that might surprise you. Currently, there are more than 1.1 million Missouri citizens over the age of 60. Estimates suggest that older adults will outnumber the minors for the first time by 2030. That's 5 years. And yeah. Older adults will greatly outnumber minors by 2060. The United States' older population is becoming the most diverse. Demographic shifts will make a profound impact on the volume and type of services and support that the states can provide to the older adults and people with disabilities, as well as family caregivers. Because of this, on January 19th of 2023, our Governor Mike Parsons, executed an Executive Order 23-01 to establish a master plan on aging to help reduce age and disability discrimination, to eliminate barriers to safe and healthy aging, and to help Missourians age with dignity. This executive order created an advisory council and tasked our DHSS with the development of a plan by December 31st, 2025. The master plan is on aging is a cross-sector, state-led strategies resource that can help us transform infrastructure and coordination of services for our rapidly aging population. This plan will build bridges across government agencies, facilitate cooperation with diverse stakeholders, provide raise awareness among policymakers and the public, and also establish statewide priorities and incorporate an aging and disability lens across the state priorities among traditional healthcare and communities. In addition to the advisory committee, subcommittees will be formed to focus on core areas related to healthy aging, and the current planned subcommittees are outlined below. If you have an interest in serving in one of these or more, there is an email that we will attach to the data below that you can click on if you're in Missouri. So we ended up attending, being invited to this town hall by Sadie, which is...
the Southeast Missouri Alliance for Disability Independence.
We've used their services quite a few times. They've been very helpful.
Yes, they have.
Now, when we got there, we were told that there is a 10-year program. The governor has developed this program, and it's going to be 10 years in development, and that there were 7 broad goals that they wanted input on from the public. And so we broke up into subcommittees and broke up into different groups to give feedback to our government. The first one was daily life and unemployment. And this basically, give you a little definition, is Missourians will live the lives they desire as they age with access to unemployment, employment opportunities, recreational activities, and opportunities to engage in civil and social opportunities. What's your feeling on this, Kevin?
I think it's a good plan. Keep active and basically stay healthy.
Some of the opinions we saw in our subgroup was that a lot of older adults are choosing to stay employed longer. One, to keep active, but also because health insurance is so expensive, they can't afford to take off and still pay for their health insurance. We kind of ran into that situation ourselves. Can you explain?
Actually, yes. It's our insurance is a bit wonky compared to normal because I retired from the military and they basically have their own insurance plan. But when I reach the age of 55, my insurance ended. Pommies, however, did not, but we have to pay for it.
Well, yours didn't end it, and you went to TRICARE for life. But yeah. It is, you also have Medicare, and you have VA benefits. So the way it works is VA benefits pay first, then Medicare, and then your TRICARE, if the bill has still not been paid for. Typically, we don't receive any bills for your health care, but that's not true on my case. I pay a monthly fee of $14 in order to be part of the sponsor's insurance, and then there's a lot of services that is not covered that we end up doing a copay on, especially drugs.
Prescriptions, you mean?
Yes.
I just say, especially drugs.
What was the experience that you ran into about employment?
That is another wonky one. The VA does not allow you to earn any money. You have to decide whether or not you want VA benefits or you want to earn money. And
well, not to earn money, to be able to afford to not have the benefits. Because you would have gladly stayed employed if we could have made enough money to cover your benefits that we were receiving through the VA.
Oh, definitely. I just didn't want to get stuck in a job that won't pay my bills.
Right, exactly. Okay, the second one was family caregiving. Family caregivers in Missouri will be adequately trained and have access to resources to provide effective care in support of the care recipient's choice and their own well-being. We have quite a bit of experience with this. My father ended up having a stroke that caused a lot of brain damage, and he was unable to live on his own after getting out of rehab. He had lost quite a bit of use of his arm and leg and also speech. And so I ran into issues where even though he was living on Social Security, his Social Security benefits only, he was still making too much. He owned land in his home, and so he owned too much to get any help with Medicaid. So I think one thing we would suggest in this is that reducing the gap between Medicaid and Medicare, streamlining the process. It was very complicated and to apply, expanding the coverage, because there's a lot of people that fall within that gap that my father fell into, and then special enrollment periods, because there's only certain times that you can apply for Medicaid. It was hard to use it when we needed it, and also improve the coordination and between Medicare and Medicaid, because there was a lot of miscommunications and stuff like unnecessary delays and overlaps. Also educate benefactors into what the clear, every place we went, they told us something different. So we never got a clear answer of what was going on. So those were some of the suggestions we put in towards to the town hall on that thought. The next was housing and aging in place. And this is Missourians will live where they choose in communities that respect their desire to age with dignity in environments that are safe, healthy, and allow for maximum independence. Can you share a little bit of your opinions on this, Kev?
Well, as we all know, there may come a time in your life as you age, unexpectedly, you will require assistance to live. A lot of times that can be done in the home, but it requires either family support or having a lot of money to pay for the assistance you need, because usually insurance is not enough to cover it because of the issues Bobby just described.
Also, there's a lack of areas that would be accessible to people if they did have to move out. Like, there's very limited nursing homes and aging housing for aging in our area. In our area. I'm not sure about anywhere else, but in our area. Another one they wanted support or feedback on is long-term services and support. And the guidelines here is Missourians would have access to information to assist them in making an informed choice regarding the continuum of home and community-based services, which help them stay safely in their home for as long as they desire, and will also have access to safe, healthy, and inviting options for necessary institutional care. A lot of the feedback we felt in the group, or we heard in the group, was that long-term insurance was very expensive and almost unattainable for most people. What do you feel about this, Kev?
Well, I've always felt that disability required a lot of money / support, I'll say, because basically just getting around and doing the things you do. Once you have to give up driving, it's not as easy as just leave the house, go to where you want to go, and then come back to the house. It's, you know, get a cab, get a driver, and it's always nice to at least offer to reimburse them for his or her time or gasoline.
Well, also the ability to transport a wheelchair and stuff. But I think we're going to talk about that later in the transportation effect of this. But there's not a lot of support that actually comes in and helps in home. Again, we're talking the gap between Medicare and Medicaid. Next one was safety and security. Missourians will have education and resources available to them to keep them safe, free from abuse, neglect, and exploitation, and to help them plan for their future security in retirement. I'm not sure what the government actually provides for that type of benefit now. Do you?
No, I have no idea. I know that for specific disabilities like deafness, hard of hearing, blindness, etc., you have different programs that help augment your need for specialized equipment.
But as far as, and I know there's an abuse hotline, and that would still do neglect. I know there's a lot of exploitation of older adults, especially with the internet.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot button topic, because I don't know about you, but as I've gotten older, I really have said, I don't need to know how to do this stuff. And then suddenly I do. And it's bit me in the butt several times. Technology is not a senior's friend. There are way too many ways to take advantage or scam them out of their hard-earned money.
And retirements, yeah. Okay, this is a next one is a hot button for you, I think. It's transportation and mobility. So the goal is, the feedback they want is Missourians will have access to safe and reliable transportation and mobility options so they can get to places they need or desire to go. So we have one here in Cape Girardeau. I've used it for my father several times, and it just was not useful at all. You had to wait a long time to get picked up. The cost was very effective. I think it was free for seniors, or very low priced, but not dependable.
Yeah, for that you have to delve into the local history a bit. Used to be a program where they received money from the state.
I think they still do.
And they would...
run out.
Not run out. They would supply transportation to both seniors and disabled people. But because they had accepted public money, they had to take anyone who wanted to ride.
Regular
fares, basically. And they would have to schedule them as well. But in the time since then and now, they've grown and become more ambitious. They have taken up all the public transportation in a nearby large city, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and basically they run all the taxi services and bus services in that city.
So they're overwhelmed.
Basically, at the moment, they are overwhelmed.
Yeah, and not dependable.
Which has led to their lack of dependability, either the long waits or the absolute no shows.
Yeah. I waited one day when I took my father to rehab one time because he was in a wheelchair and we didn't want to transfer. We ended up being picked up at a prompt time, made our appointment, but we ended up having to wait 4.5 hours somewhere while we tried to get a ride back because he had to specifically have a wheelchair accessible transportation. So.
Yeah, once they made the switch from only dealing with handicapped or seniors, they picked up a lot of vans that were not accessible to handicapped or seniors. So you have to wait for that specific piece of equipment to become available.
Yeah, so they have a long ways to work on that process. The next one was whole person health. Missourians will have the access to the care and services needed to help them live a healthy, safe life with maximum independence as they age.
I think that goes back to the original intent of what were known as HMOs. They want to keep people healthy and active, and basically stay active, stay healthy.
As long as possible.
Avoid trips to the doctor's office for as long as possible.
Yeah, because the cost goes up the more care they're required.
Yeah, true. That care is not cheap. The equipment is rare. It's expensive, or can be expensive anyway. Plus, you have to trade technologists to run the machines. You have to pay for the upkeep of the machines. You have to train doctors on how the results are presented. and how they factor into a diagnosis.
So I think one of the questions we had after we attended the town hall was how is this information going to be used, and what would we see in the future as a result of this coordination between users and providers? The 7 master plan on aging subcommittees develop requirements based on their first year of work. These recommendations are not final and are only presented for transparency so that the public can see the work currently done by the subcommittees. The feedback coming from upcoming town halls and statewide needs access surveys will be used to ensure that the final recommendations will be inclusive of the needs and desires of all the Missourians as they age. The one thing I think we talked about was that they told us in the very beginning it was a 10-year plan. We see problems with this. What do you see as a problem?
I see basically the problem of it being a government-run plan, and I don't know how it works in other states, but in Missouri, we do not elect our governors for 10-year terms. So,
right. Yeah, I believe Parson is up for term at the end of this year.
Yeah, who's to say the next guy we elect is going to pivot from that 10-year plan? Plus, a bureaucracy being a bureaucracy, all they're doing now is paying lip service to the issues. Funds may not be available in 10 years for them to actually act on them. So,
well, yeah. I think they need to do it more quickly if what they quoted us was that the older adults will outnumber the minors in 2030. That seems like it should be very number one thing to happen quickly, you know.
I agree.
Yeah. So all in all, we thought it was very educational. We did learn a lot more about the bureaucracy of the Missouri government, and we hope that they do put things in place that will make it easier for the disability and the aging in Missouri. So with that, we say goodbye, and we will see you next 2 weeks.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
We are always looking to improve the podcast, so if you want to hear a specific topic, have a differing opinion, or to add something to the conversation, drop us an email. Our contact information is listed on our website. It's www.whenlifegivesyoulemons.net. We have recently added a companion YouTube channel called Making the Lemonade. If you enjoy the podcast, continue your enjoyment by joining us on YouTube.